the issue of a petrostate. I mean, it sounds like a fantastic idea. You might want to dismiss it on rhetorical grounds, but it's actually happening. And we can see it quite acutely in Canada. We have a petrodollar. Our economy nationally is more and more dependent on oil and gas exports. The reason we didn't really suffer that badly through the crisis was less to do, I think, with our banking regulation and more to do with the fact that we continued to export oil and gas. We see it in the universities. The universities are increasingly playing the game of aggressive fundraising from the private sector, and some of the biggest givers are in the oil and gas industry. In my home province of Alberta, the University of Calgary and the University of Alberta, to a much greater degree, are wholly dependent upon money they raise from the oil sector, and the buildings you walk into are named after oil sands companies. So it's happening, and you have to ask if your children are learning about the world in the Canadian Natural Resources Lecture Theatre, how critical an attitude are they going to have about that world they're living in, about the economic paradigm, for example. They're steeped in the idea that there should be an indivisible relationship between industry and university. And this film and this professor, David Schindler, really should give us pause to think about that. What David Schindler can do is anomalous. It's anomalous. He's a star. And he came to prominence in a different time in the academy. And so he can raise money outside of the system and do this kind of research, and no one can ignore him. But I think it'd be a mistake to think that we've got an inexhaustible supply of David Schindlers in Canada. Mm-hmm. He's a rarity, and he's got a lot of enemies who have support from industry, who are trying to call him a radical and an advocate.